From pumpkin dropping to popping, it's all happening in New West in November. On the festival front, Massey Theatre is hosting the four-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival, which features a jam-packed calendar of events. The New Westminster Public Library is hosting several events as part of its Climate Action Week offerings. The Record has rounded up some of the events you will want to check out this month in New Westminster. November kicks off with a pumpkin drop and wraps up with a meet and greet for parents of neurodiverse children, and that's just the start of November's offerings around town. Saturday, November 2nd, Pumpkin Drop. The New Westminster Firefighters Charitable Society is holding its first ever Pumpkin Drop charity fundraiser. Everyone is invited to bring their pumpkins to the fire hall and watch them get dropped from the fire department's tower truck. When? Saturday, November 2nd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where? Glenbrook Fire Hall, 1 East 6th Avenue. Parking at TMSOTEC's Aquatic and Community Center. Details. By donation to the New Westminster Firefighters Charitable Society. Art exhibition opening reception. A visual dialogue on death and dying, grief and loss. An art exhibition in partnership with New West Hospice, New West Artists, and Century House. The opening reception includes an art talk and judges' comments. The exhibition is on display at Century House until November 30th, when, Saturday, November 2nd, 1 to 4 p.m. where? Century House, 628th Street, in Moody Park. Climate Solutions in a Day. This full-day session with facilitators is designed to get your climate action jump started at home, in your community, and in advocating for system changes. It's part of the New Westminster Public Library's Climate Action Week programming. When? Saturday, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Details. Free but registration required. This event is for folks aged 14 and older. Sunday, November 3rd, Joy of Mending. Learn about reducing your environmental impact through smart clothing choices and simple mending techniques. All supplies are being provided. This event is part of the New Westminster Public Library's Climate Action Week programming. When? Sunday, November 3rd, 2:30 to 4 p.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Details. Free. Register online. This event is for people aged 12 and older. Sajjad Ali Concert. Sajjad Ali, who is considered a living legend in the Pakistani music industry, and has often been referred to as the King of Pop in Pakistan, performs in New West. When? Sunday, November 3rd, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Where? Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue. Details. Tickets are available online. Monday, November 4th, Hung Wei Huang and Aslan Aslanov. Hung Wei Huang, the new principal violist of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, is making his debut on the Vancouver Chamber Music Society's Anvil Center stage. This intimate recital featuring Huang and pianist Aslan Aslanov. When? Monday, November 4th, 1 to 2 p.m. Where? Anvil Theater, 777 Columbia Street. Details. Tickets are $28 plus service charges and are available online. Tuesday, November 5, Book Club. Fireweather. Read John Valence Fireweather and meet to discuss the book with other community members at the library. You can register ahead of time to receive a copy of the book. This event is part of the New Westminster Public Library's Climate Action Week programming. When? Tuesday, November 5th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Details. Free. Register online. Preschool Story Time. Today's New Westminster Public Library's regular story time event is focusing on some climate and environment focused stories, suitable for 2 to 5 year olds, as part of its Climate Action Week programming. When? Tuesday, November 5th, 10:30 to 11 a.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Details. Free. Everyone Can Jazz Jam. Uptown Swing Collective hosts Everyone Can Jazz Jam, where attendees can learn about swing jazz music in a fun and supportive atmosphere with enthusiastic and experienced facilitators. Bring your own instrument or voice. Organizers say dancers, toe tappers, jazz enthusiasts, and musicians of all abilities are welcome. No music experience is required. Participants under 15 years old are welcome to join with parent supervision. When? Tuesday, November 5th, 7 to 8:20 p.m. Also runs on November 19th and 26th and December 3rd, where New Westminster Secondary School Band Room, 826th Street. Details. Drop in for free for your first visit. After that, it's a $10 drop-in fee per week. Cash or e-transfer to payments at uptownswingcollective.ca. Wednesday, November 6th, Downtown Residents Meeting with NWPD. New Westminster Downtown Residents Association is holding a public meeting featuring a Q&A with senior members of the New Westminster Police Department. Community members are invited to bring questions, when, Wednesday, November 6, 7 to 8:30 p.m. where, Holy Trinity Cathedral Hall, 514 Carnarvon Street, doors open for registration at 6:45 p.m. Movie Night 2040 Watch 2040. A visual letter from a filmmaker to his daughter about what her life as an adult may look like with the climate solutions that exist today. Popcorn provided, but you must bring your own bowl. This event is part of the New Westminster Public Library's Climate Action Week programming. When? Wednesday, November 6th, 6 to 8 p.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Details. Free. Open to anyone aged 8 and older. Thursday, November 7th, Baby Social Toy Swap. Bring toys your baby no longer enjoys to swap with others at the New Westminster Public Library's Baby Social, for youngsters aged 0 to 2 years of age. This event is part of the New Westminster Public Library's Climate Action Week programming. When? Thursday, November 7th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Climate Mis and Disinformation. Learn some critical climate literacy skills by connecting the dots between anti-science talking points and their root sources. This event, open to people aged 14 and older, is part of the New Westminster Public Library's Climate Action Week programming. When? Thursday, November 7th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Details. Register online. New West Farmers Market. The New Westminster Farmers Market's final market of the season features locally grown produce, handcrafted artisan finds, and products from baked goods to beer. Along with shopping, attendees can buy something to eat, sit in the rest area, and enjoy live music. Today's market includes a silent auction. When? Thursday, November 7th, 3 to 7 p.m. Where? Tipperary Park, 315 Queens Avenue, next to New Westminster City Hall. Details. Free. Saturday, November 9th. Poppy Painting. Drop into Century House to join in on a collaborative painting in honor of Remembrance Day. Attendees can add a poppy or two to the canvas as they paint together with community artist, Merrill Hall. When? Saturday, November 9th, 10:30 a.m. to noon. Where? Century House, 628th Street. Details. Free. Tellers of Short Tales and Poetic Justice. The Royal City Literary Arts Society presents Tellers of Short Tales and Poetic Justice, in honor of Remembrance Day. Today's event features Jarena Tobiasen, Winona Kent, Sean Gale, H.W. Bryce, Alan Gerling, with host Alan Hill. Time permitting, there will be an open mic. When? Saturday, November 9th, 2 to 4:15 p.m. Doors open at 1 to 4:05 p.m. Where? New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. It is in a downstairs room which is accessible by elevator. Details. Free admission. Community Bottle Drive. The Royal City Rotary Club hosts a monthly community bottle drop to raise money to support community projects. Community members can drop off rinsed bottles, cans, and refundable containers. When? Saturday, November 9th. 9 a.m. to noon. Where? 166 6th Street, across from City Hall. Details. Free. A celebration of classic rock. The Michael Dunn Project will be performing its critically acclaimed album Bridge Across the Years, inspired by the great bands of the 70s and 80s. With the help of special guests, including members from Prism, Trooper, and Nick Gilder, folks are sure to enjoy an evening of classic rock. When? Saturday, November 9th, 7:30 p.m. Where? Anvil Theater, 777 Combia Street. Details. Tickets are available online. Monday, November 11th. Remembrance Day Ceremony. The City of New Westminster's annual Remembrance Day Ceremony honors the service of veterans past and present. You can attend in person or watch the live stream coverage starting at 10:25 a.m. on Facebook or YouTube and TELUS Optic Channel 345, Community Connections, if you are a TELUS customer. When? Monday, November 11th, 10:25 to 11:30 a.m. Where? New Westminster City Hall Cenotaph, 511 Royal Avenue. Details. Free? Wednesday, November 13th. In their words, Royal City Literary Arts Society presents In Their Words, with host Ruth Kozik and three featured presenters, Gary Ward, Warren Dean Fulton, and Sean Gale. When? Wednesday, November 13th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Where? Centennial Lodge in Queen's Park. Details. Free. Thursday, November 14th to Sunday, November 17th, the Performing Arts and Technology Festival, a celebration of arts, technology, and community. The Performing Arts and Technology Festival is a four-day celebration of creativity, culture, and community, a place where organizers say, music, animation, dance, and film collide to create unforgettable experiences for all ages. Includes live performances, workshops, and activities. When? Thursday, November 14th to Sunday, November 17th. Where? Massey Theatre Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More details and registration information online. Thursday, November 14th. Music to Draw to. Kid Koala's Music to Draw to is part of the 4-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival. Kid Koala, a multimedia performer and visual artist, will lead this workshop for people aged 14 and up. Music to Draw to gives folks a chance to work on their creative projects alongside a set of some of Kid Koala's favorite quiet time records. When? Thursday, November 14th, 7 to 10 p.m. Where? Plaskett Gallery in the Massey Theatre Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More information and registration available online. Friday, November 15th, Group of Five Fundraiser. The Group of Five is celebrating its 20th anniversary of raising funds for equipment at Royal Columbian Hospital. The charity's 20th anniversary event includes tasty treats, a silent auction items, and a chance to mingle and chat with community members. When? Friday, November 15th, 5 p.m. Where? Centennial Lodge in Queen's Park. Details. Tickets are $40. To reserve tickets, call 604-839-2184 or email nlgiggles@gmail.com. Full Moon Sound Bath. Fraser River Discovery Center is hosting a Full Moon Sound Bath, being led by Laura O'Reilly from Yoga at the Key. It includes a full moon meditation with a sound bath and intention setting to support your goals. Sound baths use vibration to induce a meditative state of deep relaxation. Quartz singing bowls produce tones that resonate deeply within the body, supporting chakra balancing and energy healing. When? Friday, November 15th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Where? Fraser River Discovery Center, 788 Quayside. Doctor details, $40 per person. Pre-registration is required. Trichy Sankaran Time will tell Arts Society presents a performance by South Indian percussion master Trichy Sankaran. He will be joined by Carnatic flautist Raman Kalyan, vocalist Vidyasagar Vankayala, percussionist Curtis Andrews, guitarist Jared Burrows, and bassist Dave Sutar Spittle. These world-class artists will present an evening of Indo-Jazz fusion. When? Friday, November 15th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Where? Anvil Center Theater, 777 Columbia Street. Details. Tickets available online. More information at www.timewilltellarts.ca. Animation Workshop. Animation Workshop with Jeff Chiba Stearns, for 7 to 12-year-olds. It's part of the 4-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Friday, November 15th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Where? Studio 2A at the Massey Theatre Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More information and registration available online. Kid Koala's Newphonia Must Fall. This production is a live multidisciplinary stage adaptation of Kid Koala's graphic novel Newphonia Must Fall. A team of 15 puppeteers, musicians, cinematographers, and technicians bring the story to life at each performance. Each scene is performed, filmed, and projected in real time onto a large screen above the stage. It's part of the Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Friday, November 15th, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Where? Massey Theater, 735 8th Avenue. Details. Tickets available online. Friday, November 15th and Saturday, November 16th. Royal City Go-Go's Artisan Craft Sale. The Royal City Go-Go's popular artisan craft sale returns, featuring local, handmade quality products, lots of new crafts, vintage collectibles, thrift accessories, and more. All proceeds go to the Stephen Lewis Foundation's Grandmothers to Grandmothers campaign, which supports African grandmothers who are caring for children orphaned by AIDS. When Friday, November 15th, 3 to 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 16th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where? Unifor Hall, 326 12th Street. Saturday, November 16th. Dan's Legacy 11th Annual Chef's Charity Dinner. Dan's Legacy is holding its one and only fundraiser of the year. A delicious meal, appetizers, main course, desserts, prepared by guest chefs using recovered food. It's also a chance to hear about the achievements of the youth clients involved with the nonprofit. When? Saturday, November 16, 6 to 9 p.m. Where? Freemasons Hall, 508 Agnes Street. Details. Tickets are $100 and are available online. Saturday, November 16th. Animation Workshop. Animation Workshop with Jeff Chiba Stearns, for 7 to 12-year-olds. It's part of the Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Saturday, November 16th, 10 a.m. to noon. Where? Studio 2A at the Massey Theater Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More information and registration available online. Kid Koala's Creatures of the Late Afternoon Board Game Event. Kid Koala invites anyone aged 7 and up to play his new Creatures of the Late Afternoon interactive vinyl board game with their family and friends. Multiple board game table stations will be set up, with each equipped with the board game and a turntable that will be used to queue up and score certain moments of the game with specific board game tracks included on the Creatures of the Late Afternoon album. Gameplay lasts about 1 hour, 2 to 4 players at each table. It's part of the 4-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Saturday, November 16th, 1:30 to 3 p.m. Where? Plaskett Gallery in the Massey Theater Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. Tickets available online. Kid Koala's Newphonia Must Fall. This production is a live multidisciplinary stage adaptation of Kid Koala's graphic novel Newphonia Must Fall. A team of 15 puppeteers, musicians, cinematographers, and technicians bring the story to life at each performance. Each scene is performed, filmed, and projected in real time onto a large screen above the stage. It's part of the Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Saturday, November 16th. Two shows today, 4 to 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 to 9 p.m. Where? Massey Theater, 735 8th Avenue. Details. Tickets are available online. Writing music for film with Cameron Catalano. Composer Cameron Catalano, who has composed scores for more than 30 films and produced descriptive audio for more than 200 films since 2014, leads the writing music for film session. It's part of the Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Saturday, November 16th, 5:45 p.m. Where? Studio 1B at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, Massey Theater Arts Complex. 735 8th Avenue. Details. Information and free registration available online. Pachacucha Night After Dark. Pachacucha New West Volume 34 is part of the Performing Arts and Technology Festival, and this After Dark offering begins after the festival's performance by Kid Koala. Attendees will learn about their neighbors and meet new friends at this event. 10 speakers will present 20 slides for 20 seconds each for a 6-minute and 40-second presentation. When? Saturday, November 16th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and speakers will start at 9 p.m. where? Studio 1C at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, Massey Theater Arts Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. Tickets are $11.98 and are available online. Wings Vocal Collective. Wings Vocal Collective presents Illumina, a 10-year anniversary concert, an evening of contemporary and choral music. When? Saturday, November 16th, 7 p.m. Where? Anvil Theater, 777 Columbia Street. Details. Tickets available through Anvil Theater are 604-521-5050. Thornbridge Crafters Christmas Craft Sale. The Thornbridge Crafters Christmas Craft Sale includes a wide variety of knitted, crocheted, sewn, painted, cross-stitched, and more items for children, adults, and pets. There is also a raffle with an heirloom quilt, ladies' wrap, gold pearl brooch and earring, and fleece-lined baby quilt as prizes. All proceeds to the food bank and any remaining hats, scarves, socks, etc. will go to those in the community who are in need. When? Saturday, November 16th, 1 to 4 p.m. Where? Thornbridge Gardens, 649 8th Avenue, corner of 6th Street and 8th Avenue. Details, free admission. Free underground parking. Sunday, November 17th, Stinging Nettles, food and medicine workshop with Musqueam educator Kimberla Stogan. Stinging Nettles, food and medicine. During this workshop for folks aged 16 and older, Stogan will share information about nettles' wide range of uses and discuss when and how to plant seeds, make nettle and mint tea, and use nettle as a salve. Participants will sample nettle tea and take home a nettle salve. When? Sunday, November 17th, 1:30 to 3 p.m. Where? Fraser River Discovery Center, 788 Quayside. Doctor. Details, pre-registration required. The workshop is $20 or $15 for FRDC members, students, student ID required, and seniors, 65 and older. Pinoy Christmas Teaing In Art Society and Makrisa Karen are hosting the Pinoy Christmas Teaing event, where folks can celebrate Christmas and the holiday season at the Lights and Lantern Festival in New Westminster. It includes various activities like lantern making, Christmas decor and candle making workshops, and a Christmas bazaar. When? Sunday, November 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Where? Queensborough Community Center, 920 Ewan Avenue. Animation Workshop. Animation Workshop with Jeff Chiba Stearns, for 7 to 12-year-olds. It's part of the 4-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Sunday, November 17th, 10 a.m. to noon. Where? Studio 2A at the Massey Theater Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More information and registration are available online. Kid Koala's Robot Dance Party. This event gives families with children 7 and under a chance to attend with their own pre-made robot costume or build one on-site with the supplies provided. Kid Koala will play fun background music during the construction portion of the event and will then host an electro dance party where participants can show off their coolest robot dance moves. It's part of the 4-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Sunday, November 17th, 2 to 4 p.m. Where? Studio 1C at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, Massey Theater Arts Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More information and registration available online. Hip Hop Workshop. Battlezone Canada is hosting a hip hop workshop for 7 to 12-year-old. It's part of the 4-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Sunday, November 17th, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Where? Studio 1A at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, Massey Theater Arts Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More information and registration available online. Popping Workshop. Battlezone Canada is hosting a popping workshop for 13 to 18-year-olds. It's part of the 4-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival. When? Sunday, November 17th, 4:45 to 5:45 p.m. Where? Studio 1A at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, Massey Theater Arts Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. More information and registration available online. Oro Collective Dance Performance. Oro Collective will present a short program of trios, duets, and solos from their fully produced work 7Y98D. It's part of the four-day Performing Arts and Technology Festival, when, Sunday, November 17, 6:15 to 6:45 p.m. where? Studio 1B at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, Massey Theatre Arts Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details, free tickets available online. Come watch some of Lower Mainland's best street dancers battle it out at the Battlezone Dance Battle for a $100 cash prize. Claim your free tickets. https://t.co/gvj9kp5vz1#newwest#streetdancepic.twitter.com/g01vhnxani 8hand8 At 8hand8, October 26, 2024, Battlezone Canada Street Dance Battle. Some of the Lower Mainland's best street dancers will battle it out at the Battlezone Dance Battle for a $100 cash prize. It's part of the Performing Arts and Technology Festival, when, Sunday, November 17, 7 to 9 p.m. where? Studio 1C at the 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, Massey Theatre Arts Complex, 735 8th Avenue. Details. Tickets to watch the battles are free, but you must claim them online or in person via the Tickets NW box office. Saturday, November 23, Winter Market. The Queensborough Winter Market will feature a variety of vendors selling crafts, just in time for the holidays. When? Saturday, November 23, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. where? Queensborough Community Center, 920 Ewan Avenue. Details, free admission. You can book a table for $20 by calling the Queensborough Community Center at 604-525-7388 by noon on Tuesday, November 14. Herbert Spencer Christmas Craft Fair. This annual sale features more than 60 professional artisans and vendors, a bake sale and bistro serving food, drinks, and sweets. At the Candy Cane Lane, local Herbert Spencer students will handcraft and sell their own items. When? Saturday, November 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Where? Ecole Herbert Spencer Elementary School, 605 2nd Street. Details. Free admission. Vicky Chow at the Anvil Center. Hong Kong, Canadian pianist Vicky Chow, who has performed on stages around the world, performs in New West. She has been described as brilliant by the New York Times. When? Saturday, November 23, 7:30 p.m. Where? Anvil Theatre, 777 Columbia Street. Details. Tickets are $46.50 for adults and $36.50 for students or seniors, plus service charges. Sunday, November 24th. RCLAS Free Online Workshop. Royal City Literary Arts Society is holding a free online workshop, Jumpstarting Your Creative Writing Life. Hosted by Sarah Weathered, the event features authors Eileen Cook and Casey Dyer, who will share how they have reinvigorated their writing lives, from finding new inspiration, to developing a different process, or even changing genres. When? Sunday, November 24, 1 to 2:30 p.m. Where? Online on Zoom. Details. Free. RSVP to secretary at arcless.com. The Grandmother's Canoe Journey, film screening and discussion, 16 plus years. The Grandmother's Canoe Journey, a film screening and discussion. Follow a special cedar chest on an interconnected journey of wild salmon and indigenous peoples, and then enjoy a discussion with the filmmakers of Love Intersection Society, Nadine Spence, who curated the Downstream Where the Waters Mix exhibition, artists, and local supporters. When? Sunday, November 24, 6 to 8:30 p.m. Where? Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street. Details. Free, but RSVP to museum at newwestcity.ca. Tuesday, November 26. Jazz at the Anvil. Marcus Mosley, an inductee in the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame, performs at this month's Piva Modern Italian Presents Jazz at the Anvil concert. The Marcus Mosley Gospel Choir's sound is described as African-American gospel, fused with soul and jazz, featuring original compositions and arrangements. When? Tuesday, November 26, 7 p.m. Where? Anvil Theatre, 777 Columbia Street. Details. Tickets are available online. Wednesday, November 27th. RCLAS Free Workshop with Jonina Curtin. Royal City Literary Arts Society presents an invitation to soften your gaze and invite grace, a free workshop with Jonina Curtin, who will help attendees engage with their writing and bring authenticity to their writing. The evening will include a guided meditation and a writing prompt. Attendees should wear comfortable clothing and bring a journal or clipboard to write with on their lap. When? Wednesday, November 27th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Where? Centennial Lodge in Queen's Park. Details. RSVP to secretary at arcless.com. Thursday, November 28th. Tick, tick. Boom. Vagabond Players presents Tick, Tick, Boom, Opening Night, a semi-autobiographical musical by Jonathan Larson, who also wrote the award-winning Broadway musical, Rent. When? Thursday, November 28th to December 15th. It's on Thursday to Sunday, with evening shows at 8 p.m. and matinees at 2 p.m. Where? Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park. Details. Tickets are available online or at 604-521-0412. New Westminster Acorn. New Westminster Acorn invites community members to attend its November meeting to discuss the problems in their buildings and on their blocks, and plan direct actions to fight for the changes we want to see. When? Thursday, November 28th, 6:30 p.m. Where? BC Acorn Office, number 201 to 304 Columbia Street. Friday, November 29th. You are not alone. Meet and greet for parents of neurodiverse children. You are not alone is a meet and greet for parents or caregivers of neurodiverse children, who may be feeling uncertain about the journey ahead or looking for support and connections within your community. Hosted by New Westminster Family Place, this event is intended to create an opportunity to connect with other caregivers, share experiences, and gain insights from community support organizations. Hina Mahmood, a registered occupational therapist, will lead a discussion on how to manage the stressful holiday season and will provide a brief introduction to sensory processing, outline the challenges that may arise during the holidays, and offer practical strategies that can help prepare your loved ones to enjoy the season. Light refreshments will be provided. When? Friday, November 29th, 7 to 9 p.m. Where? New Westminster Family Place, number 112 to 960 Quayside Drive. Details. Free. Limited space for this adults-only event, registration required.